What is going on, everybody? Happy Sunday, happy Mother's Day. Hopefully you're out there saying I love you to your mom or with your mom, maybe you are a mom and you're getting loved on, and maybe you're loving on your mom as well. Maybe you have it both sides. That's the beautiful situation that we're in today, is I'm at my mom's house with my wife and my kids, and even my grandma's gonna be here. And so my mom gets the best of both worlds. She gets me, which is her most favorite person on the planet. She gets her mom and she gets her grandbaby as well, which is really cool. So yeah, that's what's going on with us today. And it's cool because we're actually up here helping my mom. She is getting into real estate, which is really exciting for me. And we're actually helping her put in some flooring and some paint, just the standard stuff. And she's getting ready to do a short-term rental, which is really, really cool. She's in a great place for it. And we were actually at the at a at the bar there in the town we were in, eating some dinner yesterday, and actually saw one of our clients, which is really cool since all of our clients are mainly online. It's really cool to see one of our clients in person. And she was actually telling me a little story about, because I actually asked her to be on an interview, and she told me that she's having, like, she wasn't having the best week. And like, this is someone who's like been crushing it, like doing really, really good, just like totally transformed her mind, right? And then like, obviously, like, once you transform your mind, then like transform your body just becomes second nature, right? But she was telling me that she was having, like, she had a rough week and she didn't want to do the interview that week because she wanted to get back on track. And it was like, it just got me like thinking, right? Just got me like my brainstorming. And I gave her a little pep talk right there at the bar. Like, give her some bar belief. That's just, I think it's just my nature that just like you can do this. I want to share these lessons and experiences. So what I want to do is actually want to share this lesson with you guys as well. But before I do, if you're new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, a fitness professional. I've transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness. I'm a real estate investor, a husband, a father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so again, I was having this conversation with her in the bar yesterday, and I figured it was a great lesson that you need to learn as well, right? So like, when you face obstacles and you face setbacks, like, how do you overcome them? And so it's funny because, I think this is important to understand, is that like, you're going to always face obstacles, there's always going to be setbacks, you're never going to make it. And so let's use me as an example. So if you're watching this, you probably have at least some sort of, or listening to this, you have some sort of frame of who I am, and maybe even like, maybe put me on a different level or think of me in a higher level, which what is it is what it is, right? But I can tell you what, me, I'm a human being, right? I make mistakes. I actually make mistakes almost every single day. I'm just really good at overcoming them. I'm really good at just continuing to push through and not taking them personal. And so just set the frame is that I've worked out every single day for almost 2.5 years. I actually ate exactly the same meal every single day for an entire year. The exact same meal every single day for an entire year, which obviously takes some discipline. It takes a little bit of craziness, and it takes a little bit of creativity, right? And when I say creativity, it's just like, how do you eat the same thing every single day? It's actually harder than you might think it is from a creativity standpoint. You do actually have you actually do have to get creative. And there's gonna be lots of things that you have to face, a lot of people and comments, and even just situations that you have to face in order to be able to do that. But I did it, right? And so by doing that, you probably from the outside perspective, like, okay, like this guy can, like, he's like, he doesn't have any problems, he's got control, right? And I can tell you what, like, I still have issues, like, so that was in March and now we're in May that I completed that, and like, I still have issues with, with going off track now. I have issues with, going in, like, eating too much, going off plan, wanting things, desires, pleasures, all that good stuff, the same kind of things that you have. I have those problems too. Actually, I'm like doing them like right now. Like every time I go to my mom's house, I seem to have this issue of like, I just want to like eat everything inside. Like I had a whole box of Honey Bunches of Oats last night with some trail mix in there. Like legit though, by the way, legit. I still have issues, right? But the difference is, like, although like I take responsibility for it, I take accountability for it, and like, I get like, ultimately, I get a little bit frustrated, but also understand the bigger game. I understand the bigger picture, and also understand that like, by me beating myself up and saying like, Logan, like, you're a failure, you suck, like, why can't you control yourself? Why do you gotta eat the whole box of cereal? And like, basically talking myself down and beating myself up, And then if I were to continue to do that, like how motivated would I be to like continue to like stay on track or get back on track or continue to like follow through with my goals of wanting to stay scary shredded, right? To continue to stay healthy, continue to be a fit person. Probably not very likely, right? And so there's just like this fine balance of like taking responsibility for that. I mean, like, yeah, you know what? I messed up. You know what? I ate too much. I don't really feel good about it. But ultimately, like, I'm going to get back on track right away, right? And I'm going to, because I'm a healthy person, I'm a fit person. That's what fit people do. They get back on track. You know what? I use this as an experience. I use this as a lesson to help propel me going forward and to help motivate me to get back on track, right? And to at the same time, it allows me to continue to identify as a fit person because you know what fit people do? They get back on track and they continue to push forward and they don't let the things in the past dictate their identity or who they are moving forward. And in fact, these are the opportunities that when I do get back on track, actually ingrains who I am, and it just really proves myself that I am a fit person. Because you know what, the best way to get back on track, the very next day, I gotta, you know, early again, give a workout in, start eating. You know, yet the only way to get back on track is to eat again, right? That's ironically, that is the only way to get back on track is to eat again. And so, eat another meal. Eat a meal that's on track. Eat a meal that makes you feel good. Right? And so do the things you need to do in order to start to feel better about yourself. Because ultimately, you can feel guilty, you feel beat up, like it doesn't help you. And this is exactly what I was telling her. It's like these are your opportunities. Is that every single time that you face an obstacle, you face a setback, it's good, right? It's testing you. It's testing you. It's testing you to see what your resolve is. Like, how bad do you really want this? Like, what are your goals? Are they important to you? If they are, get back on track. Follow through. Like, that's what, like, anytime you start to fall that you fall back or you have a setback, you face an obstacle, it's like remind yourself what your goals are. Like, what are your goals? And that's what I saw this morning. I was like, dude, my goal is to stay scary shredded. So all of a sudden I started thinking about, okay, how are the ways I stay scary shredded? Right? So now I have a plan of getting on track. Like whatever your goals are. Maybe it's to hit a certain weight loss goal, maybe it's to feel a certain way, maybe it's to wear, you know, wear a certain swimsuit, maybe it's just to feel good about yourself. Like you always remind yourself of your goals. And especially when you start to feel beat up, you start to feel like you're down and out. You have obstacles, you're facing obstacles, you're facing setbacks. Like, that's when you need to remind yourself of your goals the most. That's the time when your goals are actually the most important. Because you know what? If you don't have goals, then you have nothing to like continue to strive for, right? Then also, it doesn't make sense to get back on track because you don't remember what your goals are. And so, always remember, like, always remind yourself what your goals are, especially when you're feeling beat up. Like, that's the time, that is the moment when you need to remember what your goals are. Because like that's when you're feeling down, you're feeling motivated, you're feeling demoted, you're like, man, is this even worth it? Right? It's like, what are your goals? Are those goals worth it? Is it worth it for you to wake up every single day feeling good about yourself, being happy, being confident, being scary shredded, be able to look in the mirror and like, I'm proud of me, I like me, I'm happy. Is that worth it? Hell yeah, it's worth it. You just gotta remind yourself of that though. And when it's the time that you're feeling the lowest or you're feeling the most beat up, like that's when you need to remind yourself the most. That's when you need to say your beliefs, your affirmations, your mantras the most. Woo! So, long story short. When you have setbacks, face obstacles, the best way, like these are the best opportunities for you to grow yourself. They're the best opportunity for you to prove to yourself this person who you are and who you have and what kind of resolve you have. And so while most people are afraid of them and you know, they package them in or they're like ashamed by them, like acknowledge it. Like, dude, I mess up all the time. The reason that I am more successful than most is because I mess up more than most people do. It's the truth, right? I just learn from it. Continue to move forward, and instead of using it as an opportunity to sabotage myself or to like beat myself up, you know what? I learned the right lesson. I continue to move forward because ultimately, like one meal, one day, right? Even 1 week is such a small, minute part in our lives that like if you let that really dictate the direction of your life because you messed up one meal and messed up one time, one day, you messed up 1 week, like it's ridiculous. Like think about this, you're gonna live to 100 years old. Like how ridiculous is it to be like, oh yeah, I got off that one day. Like you think you're really gonna tell yourself that? Of course not, right? But what if you say, I got off that one day and I never got back on? Well then that's freaking stupid, that's silly, right? But continue moving forward, continue learning the right lessons, continue to find a way to excite yourself, right? And that's by remembering what your goals are. Remember your goals are important, write them down. Right? If you don't have goals, right, then you need to get goals. That's maybe another big reason too. Maybe why you always are falling off track because you don't have freaking real goals. Like find out what your real goals are, what you're really passionate about, what you really, really want. When you figure that out, it's just a matter of how you get there, right? It's just a matter, it's not a matter of how you get there, it's just a matter that you're going to get there. The how becomes irrelevant because you will get there as long as you stay focused on what that thing is. So anyway, Happy Sunday. Happy Mother's Day. Go give your mom a kiss. Go give her some loves. Go, or if you're a mom, I hope you're getting loved on as well. So that's my message for you today. So if you're feeling down, you're feeling beat up, or you're feeling like you're like, maybe you're traveling just like I am, and you've messed up your plan or whatever it may be. This is your opportunity to get back on track and prove yourself who you are, and use it as an opportunity, right? Don't sabotage yourself. Don't like take responsibility and accountability. Like you did it. Like nobody else did it. Like your mom didn't do it. You know, your kids didn't do it for you. Your environment you're in didn't force you to eat like an asshole. You did it, right? But ultimately, use it as an opportunity to move forward and continue to get back on track. Because that's what fit people do. That's what healthy people do. Is they get back on track and they continue pushing forward. You know what they do? They go do something positive the very next day. They go work out. They go eat better. They go meditate. They go do something to move themselves back to get back on track. Right? Every single day, you're moving towards that. So, happy Sunday. My name is Logan Manzanares. I am out. Bye.